Okay, children. Now we move on to the third part of this chapter. In this we shall see square root, certain properties of the square root. If the unit digit of a number is 2, 3, 7 or 8, then it is not a perfect square. And hence it does not have a square root. If a number has a square root, then its unit digit must be 0, 1, 4, 5, 6 or 9. If any number is ending with these certain numbers, with a 0, 1, 4, 5, 6 or 9, then you know that you can get the square root of that number. If a number ends in an odd number of zeros, then it does not have a square root. If any number you have 3 zeros, then it does not have a square root. If you have even number of zeros, either 4, 6, 8, then that number has a square root. The square root of an even square number is even, and the square root of an odd square number is odd. Now we move on to square root through repeated subtraction. We know that the sum of first n odd numbers is n square. That is, every square number can be expressed as a sum of successive odd natural numbers starting from 1. So now get your natural odd numbers 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 and so on. Supposing we take a number 49. By repeated subtraction, how do we get the square root? Now the first number, 49 minus 1, you get 48. The next odd number is 3, so 48 minus 3, you get 45. The next odd number is 45. 45 minus 5, which is equals to 40. And so on, as you calculate, you will see at the end of it, you come to 13 minus 13, which is a 0. Now from 49, we subtracted the successive odd numbers starting from 1 and obtained 0 at the 7th step, which means the square root of 49 is 7. Now, there are certain rules, square root through prime factorization. Write the prime factorization of a given number. First thing, write the number. Then pair the prime factors such that the primes in each pair are equal. Choose one prime from each pair and multiply all such primes. And whatever product you get, that is the square root of the given number. Exercise follows with this chapter, with this exercise. Now children, moving on to exercise 3.4, which is finding the square root by the division method. Now this is long division method. I have sent you the link of a video. Kindly look through it. I'm sure you'll be able to understand. In case you still have difficulty in understanding finding square root through division method, not a problem. Please wait. I'm sure when the school reopens, I'll explain that particular exercise in a better way. Now, all the homework to be done in the classwork copy neatly. Please mention the date, page number, and do the sums with the rough column also drawn. Thank you, children.